Good evening and welcome to Vespers, everyone. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden. And we're going to be using the red hymnals. So if you didn't get one of those, they're available by each entrance. Our leadership tonight in Vespers is being provided by Sarah Cogsell and Laura Kuntz. And before we begin, I'd like to take note of the alarm that woke many of us in the wee hours this morning, the emergency alarm that went off, which resulted in a helicopter evacuation this morning. And Mary Child's family, Mary being the one who was evacuated, wanted all of you to know that she is in Wenatchee. She had a heart stent installed, and she is recovering. She is in good spirits, and both Mary and the whole family extend the thanks for the love and care that surrounded her and them today. And so would you please join me in prayer? O God of power and love, be present with Mary this night in her healing and recovery, that her weakness may be overcome and her strength restored, and that her health being renewed, she may bless your holy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Our opening hymn is hymn number 423. Please stand as able. Thank you.
A reading from Ezekiel. The Spirit said,
Son of man, have you had a good look?
Then the Spirit took me back to the riverbank. While sitting on the bank, I noticed a lot of trees on both sides of the river. The Spirit told me,
This water flows east, descends to the Arabah, and then into the sea of stagnant waters. When it empties into those waters, the sea will become fresh. Wherever the river flows, life will flourish, great schools of fish, because the river is turning the salt sea into fresh water. Where the river flows, life abounds. Fishermen will stand shoulder to shoulder along the shore from En Gedi all the way north to En Eglim, casting their nets. The sea will teem with fish of all kinds, like the fish of the great Mediterranean. The swamps and marshes won't become fresh, they'll stay salty. But the river itself, on both banks, will grow fruit trees of all kinds. Their leaves won't wither, the fruit won't fail. Every month, they'll bear fresh fruit because the river from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will be for food and their leaves for healing.
Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Tonight, as we talk about water, water also reminds us that we are part of a larger story, that through baptism, through water and the word, we are named children of God and brought into a larger family. So tonight, we will remember that with some sprinkling of water. And as you are sprinkled with this water, remember that there's nothing that you have to do to receive this gift, this naming as a child of God. As Ezekiel was shown, this flowing river, God reveals hope in our own lives as well. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light and salvation. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea you led your people, Israel, from slavery into freedom. At the river your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promises and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of water that sustains life, and above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. Amen.
Thank you. my peace.